שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא העבודה באמונה למעלה מעל.
Hello, we're in the lesson on the topic of the faith, the work in faith above reason. As always, you can ask questions on Kabbalah TV. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. Lesson on the topic of the work in faith above reason.
We need to understand that our whole life, our whole world, we ourselves, all of this belongs to a certain plane, a certain level that we call this world, our reason. And the upper net or web, the upper system, the Creator is above our level and bestows upon us in order for us, with our forces, by prayers, by our requests, we will locate our state and want to be against it. There's no higher degree, there's no higher system which exists and is established correctly towards us, except for what we learn in its roots, the way it expanded from above downward, from the world of Ein Sof to our current state, in order to stabilize us. But to activate it, to bring it to life, that is what we need to do by turning to that system, by us activating it. That's why we have to understand, as much as our work is unique, that with our deficiency, we ignite those lights, we turn them on, we activate that upper system. We make it work on us, and in that way we build it. That's what is written, "You have made me." That's why this work in above reason is the work in that upper system that we need to awaken, to bring it to life with our deficiencies. And it is the work, well, it's the only work we have here. That all of the actions that we do on our degree, on our level in this world, it is only actions that where I get this life from, this existence from, this awakening from. What do I get? What kind of awakening of existence, and what do I get it for? And how do I respond? Meaning, all in all, that's all of our work. Let's see how Kabbalists tell us how we have to build that second degree to bring it to life, which is called faith above reason, bestowing above receiving. Please.
Selected excerpts on the topic of the work in faith above reason. Excerpt number 6 from Shamati 14, what is the greatness of the Creator? The greatness of the Creator means that one should ask of the Creator for the strength to go above reason. It means that there are two interpretations to the greatness of the Creator. A, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, one wants the Creator to answer one's questions. It is called Romemut, greatness, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from man, meaning that one can answer one's own questions. Anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to keep Torah and mitzvot. However, if above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. B. The greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant one's wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Thus, one sees that he is empty, and consequently becomes needy of the Creator. 2. Only the Creator can give one the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the greatness of the Creator.
What's the difference whether I solve my problems within reason and above reason? What is the difference? And how many differences are there by solving a problem within reason or above reason? It's a question for a workshop.
What's the difference? If I solve it within reason, then I stay on the level of this world only. And if I solve it above reason, which is basically not me solving, but the Creator solving, then I connect with the Creator. And then He enables a different attitude to reality.
Either way, the Creator solves it. The question is if I do it from a deficiency or not.
Difference in the goal doesn't matter so much if the problem is solved or not, but above reason, the main thing is to be in adhesion. That's the difference.
If I solve it in my reason, I do it through the tools where the Creator gave me this issue, this problem, and the will to receive. If I go above reason, I can try and be a partner in the Creator's mind.
When I solve it within reason, I use beastly vessels, and solving it above reason is in the vessels of the ten.
In reason, I slander the Creator. I say the state, I find excuses, and above reason, I change my attitude. I want the Creator to change my attitude towards what He gave me.
Above reason is none else besides Him, is basically enabling, letting the Creator solve the problem, agreeing with the Creator solve the problem, who also brought the problem. Everything's immersed in none else besides Him. And within reason is, I'm the boss, and I'm trying to solve things in the most successful way there is, which is not really successful.
What does it mean that the Creator gives me His reason? What does it mean when the Creator gives me His reason? Together.
If the Creator gives me His reason, means that He lets me relate correctly to what's happening in the reality that I'm in. Instead of responding in vessels of the will to receive, I now have the ability to see it through the relation of the Creator, and then everything seems different.
Maybe an example for what I need and how I should aim myself towards it.
Hard to describe, probably in the person himself, depending on what vessels he activates. I don't know if the Creator can give him his reason.
I guess his reason is his vessels, his attitude towards it. So when the Creator gives me his reason, I guess I acquire it and I'm in equivalence of form.
Also from vessels of bestowal, that you can look at reality differently from the point of view of the Creator.
His reason, the Creator's reason, is the way the friends have that tendency to connect, and when they increase the importance of revealing this vessel between us, where the Creator can dwell in. Now the question is, do I agree with it or not?
I don't have any idea what it means that he gives me his reason. I can already feel that it's not me, he's given it to our common vessel, to us. So that word, together, is the...
Rav, is faith above reason called the Creator's reason?
Yeah, faith above reason is the Creator's reason. And the reason of the Creator gives you the reason for why he does what he does. You identify a relation of love towards you.
It's the same form of bestowal, which is supposedly the reason of the Creator. For us, it can be internal, it can only be built upon that contradicting desire. But still, that's the direction.
It seems like the reason belongs to the reason of the vessel of reception. There's no reason here, maybe above reason.
Me, like you, that I think bestowal is the reason of the Creator. The fact that I want to do an action of bestowal, I have to go above my reason. And in faith.
Yeah, I also think that faith above reason is the Creator's reason. It's a new kli. It's the kli of the ten.
The reason of the Creator is what he sends upon us from above. Faith above reason is what we do from below. And then in comparing between them, we can discover what the Creator is.
I don't know, it does make sense that it is, but if it looks like that in my mind, then probably it isn't, because my mind is completely opposite to... In short, I don't know.
I'm also a bit stuck about this matter, that if you got the Creator's reason, so it becomes your own reason, it's not above reason. So I don't know what above reason is.
It's the place where above reason and the Creator's reason meet. It's called above reason. It's basically, if the Creator is revealed there, then it's the Creator's reason.
Above reason isn't getting the reason of the Creator. It is annulment for now. It is overcoming it. Receiving is the next step.
And the reason, accepting the reason of the Creator, must start with annulment. Meaning, in order for a person to take the path of bestowal, then he has to feel his resistance to all this and then choose to go there.
This also it has to start from contradicting man's reason, and then there's a place to annul, and then the reason of the Creator can get in there.
You need a kind of a masach or something, so that you can see a different set of laws. If we look at the laws of the will to receive, then it's all wrong. But if we look at wanting to bestow contentment to the Creator, then what we receive from the environment, from the friends, we can work with it correctly.
What's the difference between greatness of the Creator and faith above reason? What's the difference between faith above, between greatness of the Creator and faith above reason?
I don't know. In the meantime, all of a sudden, all those terms are completely unclear. Thankfully, I stick to one word: together.
Maybe in this way we can say that greatness of the Creator is the importance, it's the vessel, but in the end it's what lets you perform a deed or giving the correct attitude towards it. That is faith above reason. It's the ability to be like the Creator in reality.
On the face of it, it's the same. We never can actually grasp what is the greatness of the Creator, especially not in our vessels. We need the vessels of the Creator, which is above our reason. And there needs to be some measure. To the extent that we nullified ourselves, we can grasp what is the greatness of the Creator.
Rav, can we try and depict it like in my sketch? Sketch, please. Okay. Understand this more.
Excerpt number 7.
From the reason for the faith. The reason for the faith is that there is no greater pleasure than to be rewarded with the revelation of godliness and the instilling of the Shekhinah, divinity. In order for one to receive all this for the purpose of bestowal, there is a correction of concealment, where he engages in Torah and mitzvot, even though he feels no pleasure. This is called not in order to receive reward. When he has this kli, his eyes soon open to welcome the face of the Creator. When a desire awakens within him that it is worthwhile to serve the Creator for the pleasure, he soon falls into concealment. This is regarded as death, meaning that previously he was adhered to life, and he was rewarded with it only through the power of faith. Therefore, now that he is corrected and begins to work in faith once more, he receives back his breath of life. At that time, he says, "I thank you for returning my soul with compassion." This is precisely when he assumes once more the work and the manner of faith above reason. When he had the concealment, he says, "Great is your faith." The faith is so great that through it he receives the soul once more. Again, the reason for the faith is that there is no greater pleasure than to be rewarded with a revelation of godliness and the instilling of divinity. In order for one to receive all this for the purpose of bestowal, there is a correction of concealment, where he engages in Torah and mitzvot, even though he feels no pleasure. This is called not in order to receive reward. When he has this kli, his eyes soon open to welcome the face of the Creator. When a desire awakens within him that it is worthwhile to serve the Creator for the pleasure, he soon falls into concealment. This is regarded as death, meaning that previously he was adhered to life, and he was rewarded with it only through the power of faith. Therefore, now that he is corrected and begins to work in faith once more, he receives back his breath of life. At that time, he says, I thank you for returning my soul with compassion. This is precisely when he assumes once more the work in the manner of faith above reason. When he had the concealment, he says, great is your faith. The faith is so great that through it he receives the soul once more.
How do we use concealment correctly? What is the correct way to use concealment? Please.
First of all, thanking the opportunity to go above reason, to not fail from with the vessels of reception.
That by the concealment we can develop a desire and a longing to appreciate the state called bestowal, and to build one towards the other this thing called greatness, that building them is important because only together we build that vessel of bestowal.
When the concealment enables us to develop faith above reason, to develop greatness of the Creator and above reason, because the concealment is over the greatness of the Creator.
I'd say that we can build a habit that if we have perform an action again and again without getting pleasure, so we can hold a degree whether there's concealment or not.
For every gram of concealment, to add one or at least, if not two, of importance and greatness of, again, the quality of bestowal, the friends, the Creator, the teacher, the everything that we do, to use it that way.
The concealment gives an opportunity to be Adam, a man, because it conceals the Creator in reality, and it lets you rise above reason and see that the Creator exists in reality.
Yeah, it can really direct us correctly. It enables us to actually detach from the desire where it is not possible to attain anything good, to create a right habit, how to work, like a state where, like he says to Moses, see this and sanctify it. It gives you an indication.
It's also an opportunity to show the upper force that we're willing to give contentment, that we want to do it beyond the concealment, that there's room for it.
Specifically because of the concealment, we have the ability to come out of the vessels the Creator gave us. He gave us the vessels of reception, and specifically through the concealment, we can build that vessel of bestowal, resemble the Creator, bring Him contentment.
The concealment lets us request greatness of the Creator or work on the greatness of the Creator, even though we don't feel it.
The concealment enables us to follow the words of the Kabbalists the way they are without feeling how opposite it is to our nature, just to do it to build a form in which we do more and more and more until bit by bit, by this repetitive action, we develop a true need for the Creator's help, also for the right feeling to form.
Concealment is a need for the greatness of the Creator.
The concealment is the preparation for the revelation of the Creator. Now we can only reach the greatness of the Creator and then faith above reason.
Rav, so what do we ask exactly during the concealment? What do we request during the concealment?
To justify the Creator.
The justification has to rely on something. You need special vessels for it. So we're asking for qualities, the correct qualities of bestowal.
In the concealment, first of all, we ask for our friends that our feeling, which is distorted because of the vessels of reception, you can feel that there is one force that governs reality, which is good, that does good.
We ask for faith above reason.
We ask for strength to continue the concealment, even though we're working to reveal the Creator on top of the concealment. We ask for the power to continue the concealment so we can continue working.
More greatness and importance.
We ask to not convict the Creator for what appears in the concealment, and to be able to rise above reason.
And the ability to raise above reason is so we can work in a form of bestowal, just like prayer for the friends, for society, for connection, in the end, with the desire to give contentment to the Creator.
Usually in the concealment, we cry and ask for revelation.
Yeah, but if you're in the right environment, so the concealment, you understand that that's your place to work. That's a great opportunity to implement the words of the Kabbalists and build a vessel of bestowal together.
And we work to turn the concealment to revelation, so to speak, but it's the correct one because it doesn't depend on vessels of reception.
So what is concealment before we discovered anything? So we search for a tendency to connect with the friends. And what is revealed? What is their concealment upon?
Excerpt number 8 from Rabash. From the whole earth is full of his glory. Before one is fit to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not as he knows or feels, but that it, as it is written, they have eyes and they will not see, they have ears and they will not hear. This is only because of the correction, in order for man to achieve his wholeness, for he feels only himself and not another reality. Hence, if one returns his heart to trying to walk in faith above the intellect, by this he qualifies it and establishes it so as to achieve the revelation of the face, as is presented in the Zohar, that the divinity said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, "There is no place to hide from you," meaning that in all the concealments that he felt, he believed that here was the light of the Creator. This qualified him until he achieved the revelation of the face of his light. This is the meaning of the measure of the faith that pulls one out of every lowliness and concealment. If a person strengthens himself in this and asks the Creator to reveal himself, this is the meaning of what Baal HaSulam said, "Run, my beloved, until she pleases." Meaning that before one is fit to reveal his light, we ask of him, "Run, my beloved," meaning that he will not reveal himself to the created beings because the concealment is only the correction of creation. Hence, one must brace oneself and pray for those two. One, to be worthy of the revelation of the light of the Creator. Two, that the Creator will give him the power to grow stronger in faith above reason. For by this, he merges kelim, vessels that are fit for the revelation of the face. We'll read again. Before one is fit to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not as he knows or feels, but that it is as it is written, they have eyes and they will not see, they have ears and they will not hear. This is only because of the correction, in order for man to achieve his wholeness, for he feels only himself and not another reality. Hence, if one returns his heart to trying to walk in faith above the intellect, by this he qualifies it and establishes it, so as to achieve the revelation of the face, as is presented in the Zohar, that the divinity said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, "There's no place to hide from you." Meaning that in all the concealments that he felt, he believed that there was, that here was the light of the Creator. This qualified him until he achieved the revelation of the face of his light. This is the meaning of the measure of the faith that pulls one out of every lowliness and concealment. If a person strengthens himself in this and asks the Creator to reveal himself, this is the meaning of what Bar Aslam said, "Run, my beloved, until she pleases." Meaning that before one is fit to reveal his light, we ask of him, "Run, my beloved." Meaning that he will not reveal himself to the created beings, because the concealment is only the correction of creation. Hence, one must brace oneself and pray for those two. One, to be worthy of the revelation of the light of the Creator. Two, that the Creator will give him the power to grow stronger in faith above reason. For by this, he merges vessels that are fit for the revelation of the face.
אפילו לא יודע יותר מה לשאול, כי על הכל דיברנו. יש לכם שאלות?
I don't know what to say. We talked about everything. Do you all have questions? In the, can I ask about your drawing?
Yeah.
So where's the work? We have to work on the faith or on the greatness? What?
How can you work on faith? Faith is received from above. It's a force of bestowal that is received from above. Faith equals bestowal.
So what does it mean to work on the greatness of the Creator?
That you need to demand. That the greatness of the Creator will be greater than your reason. And then, the more you ask for that, only the greatness of the Creator, this will give you the light that reforms, which raises you to the degree of faith, where you're willing to be above your reason, above all the troubles, problems, and so forth, and to the extent that you stand with the power of faith, then you merit the revelation of the Creator. Yes.
Greatness is a vessel, it's a tool.
I don't want you to get confused. The fact that you want to tie it to all kinds of things that you know what it is, this is not clear and that is not clear, and this will be double the confusion.
What's the reason of the Creator?
The reason of the Creator is bestowal. The reason of man is reception. The reason of the Creator is faith.
What does it mean to receive the Creator's reason?
To receive His reason means to receive vessels of bestowal. Simple. There's many terms, different ways that can be confusing. Yes, more? Yeah. Should actually minimize the terms.
What does it mean to combine the vessels?
To merge?
To merge, he talks about it at the end, yeah.
Perhaps to tie together reason and faith. Meaning faith and bestowal. Because eventually, basically we need to work with two vessels, both Malchut and Bina. We don't rise to the degree of faith, degree of bestowal, and exist only there. It's not the purpose. The purpose is to work between them, between Malchut and Bina. And there, to reveal our work, the vessels of reception are needed for the Creator to appear in them. Only they need to be corrected with the form of bestowal, the style of bestowal. So two are needed. Darkness will shine as light.
First, you were talking about concealment. Can you show where it is in the drawing?
In the drawing, there are several states here. Concealment is in a state where if I am in the present reality, in my reason, then in my reason I receive a certain influence, usually negative, towards life, world, the world, everything, and I detect it, I understand that it's coming from the Creator in order to awaken me on top of that negative impression, to reach a state where it comes from Him, and therefore it comes to raise me to His degree, the way He sees. So I ask for the greatness of the Creator in order to rise to the degree of faith, bestowal, on top of the trouble that unfolds. And that's how I rise. Now the question is, why do I rise? Do I rise in order to feel better? Which is then a shell, klipa. That's a klipa. Before that, there are no shells. What's a klipa? When I want to use the force of the Creator to feel good, meaning I don't really care about the Creator or faith, I care about feeling good in my vessels. This is religions, belief systems of all sorts. And perhaps I say, no, I'm willing to keep the negative feeling because precisely by keeping it and saying that this is in my vessels of reception, but above them I wish to build vessels of bestowal, which is to relate the state to the Creator. And in His eyes, it's all giving and bestowing and love. And then I ask for that to happen, like that, to have the degree of faith or bestowal, and then I have two levels. And these two levels, I try to maintain them, not to blur them out or to cancel one for another. And that's how I acquire the gap between them, to the extent that this gap becomes so great in its intensity. What's great in spirituality? It's about intensity. And that's where the Creator is revealed, between Bina and Malchut, let's put it like that. That's it.
It seems as if there's a point. Maybe it's complete nonsense, I don't know, but there's like a point where I need to conceal myself.
I don't understand what you're asking. I try in every moment in life to be in a state where whatever appears from the Creator. That's one, right? Now, what appears is in order for me to rise above the revelation of evil, not to the recognition of the evil itself, but the source. Where does it come from? It comes from the Creator in a purposeful way, so that I use this whole revelation of evil and relate it to Him as a reason to reach bestowal, to reach faith. I reached it. And when I reach that realization, then it means that, well, there's many discernments inside it, but that's basically how I use and realize this state. That's what I need to do. Only to work on faith above reason, as it's called. Mm-hmm.
So this point you just said, it's revealed from the Creator in a purposeful way, what you just said, that I...
You determine that it comes from the Creator in a purposeful way. You determine it. Where does it come from? That if you want to expand it, okay, that you are connected to the group, and only by the force of our vut, you don't lose the willingness, the readiness to properly process the purposeful yet seemingly negative awakening that the Creator invites in you.
I just want to make sure emotionally, how am I supposed to grab this thing that it comes from the Creator in a purposeful way? It's something that calms you, something that says...
No, it's purposeful. I don't blur that it's bad and so forth. I understand you that by it coming from the Creator and being purposeful, it already takes away from the sense of threat and the bad thing itself. But you also have to be concerned about that and try to only relate it to the goal. And here there is work across the three lines. We will enter it.
Joe from Chicago is asking, does a person work in faith or in concealing faith?
We don't need to conceal the force of bestowal, no. I don't understand him. Why do we need to work on concealing faith? Thinking about what he means. The force of bestowal and the force of faith, also force of love, we don't need to hide it. On the contrary, we need to reveal them and through them work with all the external vessels as the lower one, the upper one, and the upper of the upper one. There's nothing to conceal here, no. What?
Maybe what's the connection between concealment and faith above reason? That it's a depiction you want to do above your reason, so what's the connection between them?
I myself still don't engage in concealment. I only work on relating myself to the degree of faith above reason. Afterwards, I have work in the three lines to conceal this and then that in order to merge this with that. We'll reach that. But in the meantime, we don't have any reason to engage in concealment, but in the revelation of the force of faith that will overpower the force of reception.
I understand that nothing's flawed in feeling good. That's the purpose of creation, right? If a person feels good and pleasure.
No, feeling good and pleasure, if a person feels good and delighted, that's not the purpose of creation. You can say, you robbed $1 million, then what?
So that's my question. Sometimes a person could feel good and he goes to the klipa. How can a person scrutinize if he feels good and that good is purposeful and not a feeling of good that is a klipa?
Because the bad feeling in the will to receive itself remains. That's what we work on in the meantime. The bad feeling remains, and on top of it, above it, I build the force of bestowal. I want to bestow. I want to cling to the Creator. I want to be with Him, support, to be His messenger in a state of being under a threat and problems and whatever happens. Specifically, in keeping these two states, I grow.
So that's an angle by me feeling bad and relating it to it correctly, what the example I gave. What if a person feels good and it just conquers him? How does he know it's not going to the klipot and it can be purposeful? How do you scrutinize that? That I feel good, I know that it's purposeful and not to the klipot. How can I scrutinize it?
Only through the group.
What does it mean? Let's say I feel good from a good meal. So what do I do?
Yeah, share with the friends, connect with them, integrate your vessels. You say, I only have a vessel in which I feel good. That's it. Now what do I do? You can pray and thus bring contentment to the Creator. But how do you know if it's correct or incorrect? It's not egoistic. So I'm telling you, you have a group. Yes.
Rav, какие признаки того, что десятка идет верой выше знания?
What are the signs that the ten is going in faith above reason?
That they always try to build between them the place for the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the mutual force of bestowal above the mutual force of rejection. That's basically the right kli. We spoke here usually towards the person himself, but really, it needs to be inside the ten as a network, as the network of connection between everyone. Between everyone, there is a mutual rejection, like between the students of Rabbi Shimon, and above it, they build mutual love.
Есть отличие, что и сам человек идет верой выше знания, и десятка идет верой выше знания. Может быть, в этом человек идет верой выше знания, десятка не идет.
So there is a difference if a person goes in faith above reason, or the ten goes in faith above reason. Could it be that a person does go in faith above reason, and the ten doesn't?
I don't want to go into such scrutinies, but basically, for sure, going above reason is only possible inside the ten. It sometimes happens in certain conditions and in certain parts of the spiritual path that he advances alone, but it's not alone because he still belongs to the ten. but he can seemingly move forward in a personal way, so to speak. But again, the realization of it can only happen in the network, where the minimal form of it is the ten.
Can we reach faith without going through a klipa?
Klipa doesn't come from above. Klipa means desire to receive that you're using by the awakening that you receive for His good. And is it possible to reach something without the klipa? I don't think so. Even though a person has such states that he goes and all, but it's at the account of the environment. There are challenges here in our explanation because we're still thinking about personal progress rather than environmental, meaning that a person always works with the environment and depends on the environment, and in general he doesn't even detach himself from the environment, because then he's not considered a human that advances, that is in this spiritual mechanism. So even though all the articles are written in a personal style towards the person, but he's being directed to realize it inside the ten, inside the kli, because otherwise he's not connected to the Creator. You can't be connected to the Creator directly. Let's say now you received some burdening of the heart, some negative awakening. So you related to something coming from the Creator. Where is the Creator? You imagine the Creator is connected to you and sending to you something personally. No, there's nothing personal. You're part of a system, and you can't accept yourself that way. So then, what will you get from this personal form? You don't respond correctly, and you don't receive correctly, and you can't do anything. Because, all in all, when you awaken, you need to understand that the Creator now gave you a possibility to participate in the group in a way that you cover that negative awakening. And then it turns out that you truly are going to increase several times over the awakening that you received from Him. Because now when you're going to connect with the group, this is really where the failure can happen, and the effort and the work, your spiritual work and prayer, that you want to be connected to them. That, where do you receive the force of bestowal? Only to the extent that you connect with them, inside of them. There's a system here that we haven't yet talked about. It's hard for me to describe it. Because in the meantime, we talk about it in a personal style so that it's somehow understood to us what is faith above reason, what the force of bestowal above reception, the greatness of the Creator. It's all with regards to the person in a personal way. But that's not how it works. Only as a single component of a ten.
Ken.
When a person or a Kabbalist that is rewarded in a vessel of bestowal, is it like a new sense that is born and with it he can experience reality?
Yes, of course.
Or is there something mutual in it?
What do you mean by common over?
That's what I'm trying to understand.
I don't understand you.
In my reality, in reason, it's clear. Beyond reason is everything I'm against. Let's say that. I'm asking what happens when he has a vessel of bestowal. Does he have a new sense? But still, it's
a new sense. It's a new sense.
So he has the ability to bestow to all of reality?
No, a sense is not bestowal. It's a sense is reception, is absorption, perception. You receive. It's a reception. You receive a new impression in that sense. Does your eye bestow?
No.
No. So does your ear bestow? No. So what do you ask?
So what does the vessel bestow?
That's a different thing. When you begin to work with these vessels, there's perception that you have in the sense of bestowal, of bestowal of faith above reason, and then there is work in faith above reason when that force of Bina is already connected to the force of Malchut, and together they work, they have the power to work together according to the coarseness of Malchut and bestowal of Bina. Alright. Okay? We will wait with that in the meantime until it sits in our mind, and let's move to the next part of the lesson.